Carcerum will begin in a moment. This is Carcerum.
Why would we break into the competitor side of the arena?
If we go through the audience entrance, we won't be able to get to Istin.
All right. Let's say we do somehow get over this huge wall, or sneak past the guarded gates and manage to find Istin. What are you going to say to him? Why did you steal the prophecies? Why are you a lying liar?
More or less. We need to find him and get the prophecies back. It sounds like they only have to prove they have one, not turn it in. And I want to know why he did any of this. It can't be all about money.
Can't it?
Istin needs me. I need to get in.
Perhaps our answer is over there.
Is that Jonathan and his friends from the caravan?
How did we beat them here?
They must have spent last night in Donwallow and are only now checking into the tournament.
Maybe he'd be willing to add some companions. Jonathan! It's good to see you!
Nora! How are you?
It's Aura.
Aura. Right. That's, Wow, I'm just lucky I remember my own name after last night.
So the pub we went to found out Jonathan was competing and offered free drinks. Probably thought they could affect the odds by having a hungover participant. But Jonathan here has a stomach of steel.
If only we all did.
Jonathan, we were wondering if you could include us in your crew. You know, bring us with you into the fighter side of the arena.
Oh, so you didn't have two prophecies.
They've been temporarily misplaced.
Well, you seem like nice folks, but I don't know you all well enough to vouch for you.
Well, how about just me? I'll go.
No, I'll go.
Karis, I need to get in there and talk to Istin.
I need to talk to Istin.
Look, I know you're close to him, but he stole from me, and I need to find him.
You've been with him for a few days. I've been there a year. I need to talk to him.
Look.
No!
No.
We can figure this out in a minute.
If it makes anyone feel better, I'm fine with not finding Istin.
We fight to decide.
I'm fine with that. I beat you once. I can beat you again.
But I couldn't use my bow then.
Hey! No fighting. They ban people for fighting outside the tournament.
Though, I would bet money on the big man.
Oh, what odds? I'm thinking Aura stands a better chance. She seems, faster.
Enough! I'm not going to take either of you. If I bring you in, I take responsibility for you, and neither of you are worth me getting disqualified.
But
you are not going to find anyone willing to take strangers into their care. You have nothing to offer. Now, get out of our way.
Fine.
Good luck to you all. Nice seeing you again.
Best of... Oh. I think I'm gonna throw up.
Oh. Let's get you some bread.
Why did you do that?
Hmm.
We might have been able to get in.
Whoa, Aura.
What?
It's been a long day. Let's not just...
Oh, great. Now where are you going?
Out of the way, you crazed Delcop!
Stand aside! He who stands in the way of the Chosen One shall move or be moved.
Take me on your team.
We said out of the way, big man.
I don't know you, friend, and don't much care to.
Catch.
Stones? Hardly seems a fitting gift.
Throw them up. Throw them up in the air.
We have no time for this.
Throw them.
Well, you heard the Dalcop. On three. One, two, three!
Mother of light!
Holy boulder of rock! Did you see what he just did?
I've never seen a man move so fast.
Much less a man his size.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Never hurts to have a big man around as a deterrent, but, can I trust you?
I can heal your horse.
Mine? There's nothing wrong with me, horse.
He's limping.
Just a bit. He twisted his ankle is all. It will heal.
Wrong.
What's that?
You're wrong.
say that one more time. The chosen one is never wrong. Oi! Get away from him! You don't like people touching him.
You were wrong.
Yes. Looks like I was.
The chosen one
is... Oh, drop the chosen one nonsense! I'm impressed. You can join me on this condition. While you don't strike me as the troublemaking type, you cause a single problem in there, and you won't live long enough to cause another. Understood? All right, then. Let's go!
Lead the way, boyo.
Oh, and what was your name?
Karis!
It's Karis.
Karis!
You know them.
Karis! Oh, that was amazing. I can't believe it. I mean, I knew you were... Hey, what was that?
We just met.
Where are you going?
Out of the way of the chosen one, spectator.
What?
He said out of the way.
Oh. I think that bird likes you. It suits you well.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, I always heard it was lucky to be pooped on by a bird.
Well, it doesn't feel lucky. I think we were just abandoned.
I noticed that too.
Well, what should we do now?
We still need to get in.
We should find a place for Spirit before we try again. The three of us may be able to sneak in, but it'll be harder with the horse.
I think I saw a stable just outside town. Hopefully we have enough gold for them to house her.
Gold? It won't be that expensive.
Are you sure? It cost us everything we had last time we stabled her.
Well, we told them how much we had.
Then we conveniently had just enough. Oh.
I'll take Spirit and get her settled at the stable. You two come up with a strategy to get us inside.
So, any ideas?
If the gatekeeper just understood our situation, he'd have to let us through.
Sure. That's the gatekeeper's oath. I swear to protect this town, unless I really pity the people.
All right, what's your bright idea?
Bribery.
Yeah, we don't have that much money. Oh, we could throw sand in his eyes and make a run for it.
Well, then the five other guards would come after us. Not to mention the other fighters.
Wonder how high these walls are.
Well, you can read and write. Well, why not write out our own prophecy? It's not like it has to be consistent.
Parchment and ink would be more expensive than bribery.
Make way! Make way for Leonora, defender of the weak and the weapon of justice. She who shall remake this terrible world into a thing of beauty!
Is that how you would have announced Istin?
More like he who sings terrible songs and refuses to set up camp.
You two! You are unworthy to gaze upon Leonora. Bow! Bow to the Chosen One!
Hulfred, do not make presumptions. All are worthy as children of this forsaken land. There is no need to bow.
I wasn't going to bow anyway.
I see you both carry swords. A noble weapon, though I prefer my spear. One day, it shall pierce through the very heart of our miseries, and the black blood of sorrow will flow out of this land.
You are so wise, Chosen One.
Are either of you sword wielders competing? Or perhaps you've joined with some false one who proclaims their own divinity.
Well, we're not fighting in the tournament, if that's what you mean.
And what's this about divinity?
Ah, you're spectators. Are you believers? Here to seek the Chosen One?
You could say that.
Yes, but we are still seeking a champion.
Very well. If you can, watch my bouts closely. May my acts of valiance open your eyes and hearts to my claim.
Wait! I need to get through that gate. Could I join you?
Seeking to be part of my faithful without having faith. I appreciate your spirit, my child, truly. And earlier in our journey, I might have embraced you as we traveled along the road of life, but alas, now is not that time.
So, No.
Be well. Live fully and without compromise. Remember to watch for me in the arena. May my deeds sway your hearts.
Be honored that Leonora deigned to speak to you. To be in her presence is to know more warmth than even the sun can provide.
Well, that was interesting.
Maybe if we keep asking competitors if we can join, one will agree.
Or maybe...
Oh, hello there! I was wondering if you needed another person to help.
For light's sake.
I take it you weren't able to get in.
She's decided joining a group is the way to go.
Well, she's certainly enthusiastic. I've been puzzled by why you stay with her. You're not a believer, and you criticize almost all her ideas. You don't seem to be looking for fame or fortune.
Well, I wouldn't turn down fortune.
But you aren't looking for it.
What? She's a friend. Isn't that reason enough? Besides, she promised she'd teach me how to fight, and where else am I gonna go?
You're no stranger to the forest. You can...
Hey, Aura! Over here!
Ramosa, welcome back. Good timing, too. I heard the tournament is gonna start after lunch, which means we don't have much time to get to Istin.
I take it you didn't have luck getting us into a participant's party.
Can you believe most people ignored me?
Yes.
Time is pressing. What's the plan? Do you want to keep asking to join a group?
No, it's not working. We have to try something new.
Oh, I have an idea. I'll seduce the gatekeeper. I take it from your expressions that you're not thrilled with this idea. But if a few kind words can get us through, then it's worth a try.
Wow, we're really reaching to the bottom of the barrel.
Look, are you willing to do anything to get in there?
Oh, yes.
Don't worry. Just follow my lead.
You again? Did you get a prophecy?
Wow. It must be tough to have to stand out in the sun all day, looking after all these amateurs. Am I right? Especially for someone as tall and strong as yourself. You look like you're someone who knows their way around a sword, huh? I bet you'd probably win the entire tournament if you competed.
I repeat, did you get a prophecy?
But not you, no. You're so noble. To think only of others.
No prophecy, no entrance.
Oh, well, you seem so, handsome. Won't you just...
No.
Hey, flirt!
You are not hideous.
Please.
If you let us through... You can have a beer with any of us you choose. Or all of us?
I'm gonna need a lot more than beer to forget all of you.
Okay, wait. Well, maybe this'll change your mind about letting us in, huh? Huh? Just think of it as a bag full of tiny prophecies written on silver coins.
You'd need 5 times that amount for me to let one of you through, much less the lot of you. Move along!
Do we have 5 times that amount?
We don't even have twice that amount.
Looks like another opportunity is just arriving.
A covered wagon. Probably bringing in supplies. If we could just get inside. It'll have to stop while they admit that group to the arena. Well, with so many people, they'll block the gatekeeper's view of the wagon.
This seems like a bad...
It's now or never. Quick!
Whoa!
I don't think the driver heard us.
We need to hide in case they inspect the wagon.
Where? There's nothing but crates in here. There's not even space to get behind
Whoa,
them.
There. Oh.
Just try.
Hello there, sir. Always a pleasure. Another load of supplies for the tourney here.
Sure. Let's just have a quick look-see. Huh. can see you! You're all in plain sight. All three of you, get out! And if you try to get past me again, I'll have you all arrested.
What's going on back there?
No, just a few stowaways. You're clear to proceed.
What is the world coming to? Yeah!
Well, we could pick a wagon that has stuff we could hide under.
They'll be on the lookout now.
Well, any other ideas?
How high would you say these walls are?
Here, I found some rope. Now what?
Oh, great. Throw it over that branch.
I still think we should get further away from the gate.
If we go too far, we might end up climbing over the spectator's side. Besides, we're out of sight, so we should be fine.
Got it.
Great. I'll go first. Then you follow me. Oh, no. Ah!
Look out! The branch!
What happened?
I don't know. The branch was thick and healthy. It should have held.
Okay. Backup plan. Climb the wall.
I love your confidence,
but... When Formosa and I reach the top, we'll secure the rope and you can climb up. We can even pull you up if we have to.
All right, now that's just insulting.
Kevin, you're the lookout. I doubt you'll see anyone out here, but we'll be completely exposed while we're on the wall.
I still don't know why we...
Ready?
Ready.
I'm impressed.
I didn't think you'd climb so well without a rope.
There are cliffs about 2 hours out from home. Godric and I used to climb them all the time. Sometimes we even raced.
Are you proposing a race?
I am now.
Sounds like we're gonna get company.
You there!
Hurry.
All of you! Stop right there! Run for it! I'll find you after!
Kevin!
Stop!
Hurry! We can meet up with them later.
Come down! Now!
But we won't get the chance if we're imprisoned.
Oh, good! When I heard there were idiots trying to climb the wall, I was hoping it would be you.
Ignore him!
If you don't come down, I'll have to kill you. If you do come down, I'll only throw you in prison.
He's bluffing!
Oh, am I? Archer, if you please.
By her stance, she's experienced. She won't miss. Not at this range.
Fine! We're coming down!
Congratulations. You're officially arrested.
Get off of me.
Don't worry. Kevin got away. He'll be able to help us.
Here's the one that ran off.
Oh. Hi, Aura.
Oh, damn it.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual. because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
There we are, snug as a bug in a rug. In a cage.
It's starting.
The tournament? Yeah. That's right.
This is no way to treat guests.
I agree. Good thing you aren't guests.
Carcera, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.